Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1155. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. I like to think of these Q&A sessions as times when we can bust through some of those myths that you may have heard about. There's probably some health-related fact, quote-unquote, that you've heard out there, but just doesn't seem to sit well with you. You think, that can't be true. Well, if that's the case, definitely send me a question. Because there are so many myths out there, it's hard to know what to believe. And so I want this to be a place where you can learn the truth. It always reminds me of this quote. A wise man once said that you should never believe a thing simply because you want to believe it. That was from Tyrion Lannister. All right, let's get right to today's question finally as we optimize your life. Today's listener question came via email. Francesca writes, "Hi, I am a listener of the podcast. I listen from Germany. I would like to know the pros and cons of skipping breakfast. In the morning, I only drink tea, creating in this way something like a 14-hour intermittent fasting pattern. I started experimenting 1 month ago, and I have been told that it can negatively impact my metabolism and strength training, while it could have a positive effect on aging. Thank you very much in advance. I enjoy your work." Thank you for the question, Francesca, and thank you for your kind words and from listening all the way from Germany. I'm always humbled by the fact that I have listeners all over the world. Now, the timing of your question was perfect because we actually touched on this topic earlier this week. In fact, just yesterday, episode 1154, I commented on my pre-workout nutrition, but I didn't discuss skipping breakfast specifically. So your question is a perfect complement to what we were discussing just yesterday. Now here's the real key to answering this question. Will skipping breakfast do more harm to the body than good? Based on a number of studies, here's what we know. Eating breakfast couldn't hurt, but skipping it likely does more harm than good. Skipping breakfast may increase one's risk for coronary artery disease. According to a meta-analysis, that's basically where scientists look at a bunch of studies on the same topic and find the common ground, skipping meals may lead to weight gain. Weight gain may increase a person's risk for becoming overweight or obese. It may also increase blood cholesterol and the amount of fat in the bloodstream, increase blood pressure, and increase an individual's risk for developing type 2 diabetes. Another separate meta-analysis examined 16 studies and found all these studies showed an increase in body mass index, or BMI, among those that skipped breakfast. Breakfast is often recommended as part of a healthy eating pattern because we're finding that many commonly consumed breakfast foods provide some important nutrients. Eating breakfast may also improve one's ability to think more clearly and may improve academic performance in students. But what about fasting before a workout? Now, some health professionals believe that intermittent fasting may harm athletic performance. So if you skip breakfast first thing in the morning, are you actually improving your athletic performance? Maybe not. Research in this area is sparse, I'll admit, so we can't really say for sure what may or may not happen over the long term. What we can say is that not eating means you're not consuming energy, protein, vitamins, minerals, and phytonutrients, which we know are all important for athletic performance and recovery. And then, to try and make up for all those missed nutrients after the fact, well, that could lead to overeating. One study did find that male athletes following an intermittent fasting diet experienced reduced speed. But without specific studies looking at the long-term effects of skipping breakfast or intermittent fasting, we really can't say what exactly is happening. Now, there are some folks that I would advise avoiding intermittent fasting or skipping breakfast before a workout completely. Those that currently have diabetes would be one example. Those that tend to have low blood sugar, the elderly, children, pregnant and breastfeeding women. Again, these are individuals that probably want to eat something before they work out, and following an intermittent fasting program may not benefit them. And in general, I wouldn't recommend fasting before a workout. You may end up fainting or worse due to low blood sugar levels, which can make you feel weak and jittery. I definitely wouldn't recommend skipping a meal before going swimming, for example. If you prefer swimming as your main form of working out, you probably don't want to feel weak and possibly faint in the pool. And as always, definitely check with your personal physician before beginning something like this if you decide that skipping breakfast or intermittent fasting is something you want to try. I must also mention that the quality of one's breakfast is important. A person can't expect to eat sugary breakfast cereals and expect to have a lower risk for obesity, heart disease, and type 2 diabetes. What we're learning is a breakfast that incorporates some lean protein, think eggs, yogurt, cottage cheese, and a whole grain, like oatmeal, whole grain breads, and cereals, is best for optimal performance and lower disease risk. Throw in a serving of whole fruit, and you've got a perfect start to your day. But if you're not a big breakfast eater, that's okay. For a long time, I wasn't either. Even if you start with something small, 2 bites of an apple or orange, 4 bites of banana like me, 1 piece of toast or a spoonful of yogurt, whatever, it will help. Then over time, you can slowly incorporate a little more, and before you know it, you'll be eating a balanced breakfast. This is how I did it. So maybe mom was right after all. Breakfast may in fact be the most important meal of the day. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you again for the question, Francesca. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to be in the raffle, send me a question. And I'm now taking email questions. Just like Francesca did, you can send one to health@oldpodcast.com. Or, like before, you can come by oldpodcast.com/ask and record your question. That's if you want to hear your voice on the show. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61. I love OHD. All right. Thank you so much for listening today. Thank you for listening all the way through. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. And I'll see you back here over the weekend where your optimal life awaits.